Hi, it's JC with the top 5 reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number 1, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. 2, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. 3 and 4, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number 5, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
This is the season 4 season finale of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. This wraps up season 4, and I want to give some thank yous and make some final thoughts, and we'll look ahead to next season in fantasy football. First, let me thank Hooters, presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the last 3 seasons. I hope Hooters comes back as the presenting sponsor again in 2020. The podcast leagues have grown every year, and as we continue to grow into 2020, I'm already planning a 2-night draft event at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just north of Raymond James Stadium in Steinbrenner Field, just west of North Dale Mabry. But it's up to Hooters if they want to come back, if they feel that we've done a good job for them. Overall, the Original Hooters brand has 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com. Thank you, Hooters. Thank you very much for being the presenting sponsor for the last 3 years. Thank you to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford for playing in one of the podcast leagues, for supporting me and JoeBucksFan.com. Thanks to Matt Jones from Ciccio Restaurant Group's Better Bird, which shares space with Fresh Kitchen on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. Wonderful catering of my golf tournaments, offering prizes, and just very welcoming, very easy to talk to. Good fantasy player, experienced fantasy player. Matt and his wife came out to the draft event that we had this year, and I thank them for their support as well. Ira Kaufman, thanks. Second straight year, Ira has played fantasy football. I thought he'd be better this year. He apologized to me. He didn't have to do that in person at the Texans-Bucks game in front of Bay News 9's Catherine Smith as a witness recently. Ira, thank you for playing. You're the reason why the leagues expanded the way they did, because there were people that would rather play against you than play against me, and they got a kick out of it. So thank you for coming, being enthusiastic, and I really appreciate what you do for me. JoeBucksFan.com, thank you very much. You know, JoeBucksFan.com never liked fantasy football. They didn't want to deal with fantasy football players. And I told them, hey, go easy on your fantasy football players. They're also your Buccaneer fans, and they're fans of all 32 teams, and fantasy football players actually know more about the entire league than a percentage of people that don't play fantasy football. And I said, if you ever want to really take care of your fantasy audience, let me know, and maybe I can help. That was how it all started over 5 years ago. And we are now 4 full seasons into this podcast. We didn't rush into anything. I think we've done it the right way. We've created the spinoff podcast, the Bucks Bulletin, which is already renewed for 2020, weeks 1 through 16, Buccaneer Intensive, and whoever that week's opponent is, presented by Brandon Legal Group, another great sponsor that also supports Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They've already said they'll be back for 2020. Pin Chasers and Full Torque Fitness, also supporters of the Todd Wright Toddcast. For those of you that have just listened to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, I invite you to try the Todd Wright Toddcast going forward. We'll finish 2019 with roughly 75 episodes of the Todd Wright Toddcast for non-fantasy commentary, and hope to push that closer to 100 in 2020. Pin Chasers and Full Torque Fitness have been big supporters of those podcasts, as well as my Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. And if you haven't played in a Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament and you're wondering why we sell out so fast and how I've done 22 events since October of 2015 and where this started and where we are now and how I offer Black Diamond and Innisbrook's Copperhead course for under $100. Email me and find out. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Also, speaking of email, and sometimes you guys really, really test my patience, since I've been answering every single fantasy football email, at least the ones that play by the rules, for three seasons running now at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Many of you from the podcast, many of you listen to me on Gil Alexander's A Numbers Game Show on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, which we have done every season, every week, for a few seasons now. Gil's a big supporter. I'm a big fan of Gil. It shows that, yes, Cowboys and Redskins fans can get along. A number of his listeners have become my podcast listeners. A number of my podcast listeners, I hope, now know who Gil Alexander is. Yes, some of you have really tested my patience. You feel that rules don't apply to you or you ignore them about the emails. But in the end, I hope I helped some of you. Again, I don't set your lineups, but I hope I helped some of you. As I helped just reading this email that came in, and sometimes I just got to calm down. I know that. Look, I'm not perfect and never claim to be. 100% of the info I give you is not going to be right. That's sports. Can't get it right all the time. So when I got this email from a gentleman named Kenneth moments ago, as I record this on a Thursday night after Christmas, I thought, Kenneth, don't you know I shut it down for season-long fantasy? You shouldn't be playing week 17. And I read the email, and it was basically Kenneth saying, thanks. He said, yeah, he had a quarterback dilemma going into week 16, and he laid it out very carefully. He said what he was thinking of doing and what his other option was, and I gave him a second opinion, and it turned out the second opinion that I gave him was, don't hesitate to start Fitzmagic against the Cincinnati Bengals instead of pressing a rookie button with an untested Drew Lock after just a couple of games. And he thanked me. He said that's what he did. It obviously worked out. Fitzmagic outscored Lamar Jackson, almost unthinkable for most fantasy weeks. And he was very appreciative and just sent me a thank you and said happy holidays. Made my day. And I've had a very good day. I've had a very good few days here around the holidays. Thank you, Kenneth. I wish more emails were like yours. I wish I could help everybody like I helped you win a fantasy championship. It doesn't always work that way. But we love fantasy football. That's why we do this. I didn't win any fantasy championships this year. I didn't finish last. But I played as hard as I could in all my leagues. Let me recap those leagues now, the four leagues that I commission, and just acknowledge some of the people that played in those leagues. First of all, Ira's League, the Hall of Fame Fantasy League. I want to thank Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone, Chris Martin, Ira, of course, Bobby, who's played in multiple years, Jason, and Mike. Jason and Mike and I had some issues before the season began. We finally got it all cleared up, and we went forward. And they both were excellent fantasy players, and I hope they come back. Thanks for your patience, Mike and Jason. Sometimes things happen, and finally it all worked out. And I'm glad it did, and I hope you enjoyed playing, and I hope I see you again at a draft event. Sean from Bill Curry Ford made the playoffs. The Mighty Joey made a real run in this league. Good job, Joey, making the semifinals. Kevin was one of the top teams in this league all year. Kevin, who does a Rays podcast and is friends with some friends of mine in the Foundation League. Well played, Kevin. I know you lost in the semifinals, but that's what happens sometimes. Mike lost in the championship game to Paul. And Paul has been a fan of JoeBucksFan.com and of my fantasy podcast for some time now. Paul, congratulations on your Hall of Fame Fantasy League championship. I will certainly be in touch about doing what I can to make you happy with a prize courtesy of me and JoeBucksFan.com. So that was the Hall of Fame Fantasy League. In Let me see if I can get to the other leagues now. Well, I can pretty freely talk about the Foundation. In the Foundation, which is my personal league that I've commissioned for 5 years now, the winner of the Foundation League was our expansion franchise, which went to the GM of – this isn't going to happen again, is it? All right, I'm going to tell you guys what's going on. So I tried to cut a podcast this morning. Here we go. Go to done. I tried to cut a podcast this morning, basically talking about all of this, and the app to show me everyone playing just wouldn't cooperate. And it better not be doing it again to me. Okay, so let's move on before I get to my Foundation League. Another podcast league was the Moneyball League, first of it of its kind. Me against the field, I drafted first overall, had no other draft picks. All seven other owners did a snake draft without me after I picked first overall, handed me the draft board, said goodnight, and left Hooters that night. I built my opening day roster from undrafted free agents and had to keep building a team as the season went on via waivers, trades, however I could do it. I was pretty proud of my team by the end of the season. I just missed the playoffs. Thanks to Will Tulio Greg, who drives from Ocala, best to your dad, Greg, for the last couple of years. David, Jonathan Fultz plays in multiple years. Jonathan was had a really good fantasy team this year. It kind of got away from him near the end of the season, and that happens. But John, you're a good fantasy player, and he even wrote me to thank me for the leagues this year. Matt from Better Bird made the playoffs as well. Thank you, Matt, for all you do for the Todd Wright Tour. And Andy had a rough go, but Andy's a good, accomplished fantasy player. I beat Andy in the consolation bracket. Andy, I hope you come back and play again. But congrats to Will, who had a good team all season long. For most of the season, it was John and Will, 1-2. But Tulio knocked John out, got to the final game. And then it was Will beating Tulio. So congratulations, Will. Well played, Tulio. Will, I will be in touch about your prize for winning the Moneyball Fantasy League. And I think I will be bringing back the Moneyball Fantasy League for another run. I ended up making, I think, 71 waiver moves within the season in the Moneyball League. And by the end, I was scoring upwards of 100 points per game, which isn't an easy thing to do, which based on some of the standardized Todd Wright modified scoring that I implement. The Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League, third straight year for this podcast league, won in 2017 by Robert Wright, 2018 by Bill Eisman. Neither Robert nor Bill nor myself made the playoffs this year in the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League. Tony didn't make the playoffs. He's a manager at Hooters, John's Pass. Seth didn't make the playoffs, formerly of 102.5 The Bone. And Seth, a good friend for some time now and a part of the Dan Girardi Block Party podcast on Lightning Power Play. Then there was Greg Barker, very loyal player in Todd Wright Tour events. Known him for longer than Greg probably wants me to admit. I mentioned Rob Wright. His wife often comes out to the events, Mrs. Wright. She's wonderful. Rob, I hope you and your wife had a wonderful holiday. Mike Lentz had never played fantasy football. Mike is the GM of the Papa John's on Waters in Tampa over near West Chase. And Mike is invaluable to me with my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Mike played for the first time last year with a little help, had the same help this year, had a good team, made the playoffs. Congrats, Mike. Mark Fitzpatrick played my Foundation League last year, had a conflict this year, something Atlanta Braves related. He's nuts for the Braves. So I got him in the podcast league instead. Mark made the playoffs. Mark, you are welcome back in the podcast league or the Foundation League next year. You let me know when we have draft dates. JoeBucksFan.com had its own entry again this season with Bobby Fenton in person and texting Joe. They had a heck of a year. I was the top team in this fantasy league until about midseason. Then Joe bumped me from that spot. Then Joe, despite a first-round bye, lost in the semifinals, but had a very good season, 9-4 in this league. Bengal Ralph, one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, he and his wife Cindy, I cannot say enough wonderful things about these people. He came out, he avoided enough Bengals to actually have a good fantasy football team. He had a huge upset against me late October when Aaron Jones went off on the Sunday night game against the Chiefs. He won a game where he mistakenly started Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, even though that was the game Drew Brees came back and played. His wife had sent him out to do some landscaping. He came in. It was too late to make the change. He won the game anyway. And Dennis Phillips lost the title game. ABC Action News meteorologist here in Tampa Bay. Dennis came to the draft. He took a bunch of pictures with fans like me and others, and he played great. And he's really into fantasy. He lost the title game to Val. And Val was someone I met shortly before the fantasy season began through a friend named Danny at a restaurant in South Tampa. And Val and I just started talking fantasy football. And I said, Val, will you please come play in one of the leagues? You clearly know what you're doing. So she shows up. She barely knows me, doesn't know anybody else, shows up, drafts, and has the worst luck all year with losing fantasy games where she scores a lot of points. You know how this goes. Well, a couple years ago in my foundation league, and we implemented it in this podcast league this year, we decided to make the last playoff spot independent of wins and losses head-to-head. You get in the last spot on total points only. So if you do not get one of the top five playoff spots of the remaining teams in the league, whoever had the most points gets the spot. Val not only had the most points of teams 6 through 12, even though her record had her in 12th place, she had more points than anyone in the league. And I had a great year. And Joe Bucks fan had a great year. And Val had more points than any of us, even though she was 3-10. So she got the wild card. Guess what? She won all three of her playoff games and won the championship. Extremely well-deserved, and a lesson for all of you out there in fantasy. You might want to think about doing this. It protects the player with bad luck who scores a ton of points and doesn't win enough games head-to-head on a week-in, week-out basis. Val is the example that they deserve a shot at the championship. And yes, they have to win head-to-head to advance, and she did. And it wasn't even close in the final against ABC Action News' Dennis Phillips. Not even close. Val, congratulations. Thanks for coming out to play. I really appreciate it. And you are a very worthy champion, and you validated the entire wild card theory. Last thing was my foundation league, my personal league. This is year 5 for the foundation, and if you will, the foundation for this podcast and all these other leagues that I've launched through the podcast. Our expansion team from the GM of West Chase Golf Club, Jared Atkinson, won the league going away. Won the championship game against my longtime friend Darren, who works for UPS, and also exonerated the curse of what we call the Governor's Cup, sort of a spinoff hockey's President's Cup. In the 4 previous years of the Foundation League, I had won the Governor's Cup, the regular season crown, 3 times. I've lost the title game twice. I don't have my name on the trophy that I bought and I maintain. But I do have 3 Governor William J. LePetitmain Cups to my credit. Jared had the best record, number 1 seed of the regular season, and lifted the curse. He also wins our championship, our trophy, which we call the Jimmy McGinty, for the coach, played by Gene Hackman, in The Replacements. two-time champion of our league, Washington, the GM of Roy's, Sean Wetherington. If you ever go to Roy's restaurant in your International Mall, ask for the GM. That's Sean. He plays in my fantasy leagues, and he'd love to know that you listen to the podcast, and will obviously be very nice to you in the restaurant. Our defending champion, Doc, a professor at USF, he lost in the semifinals. The great Dave Wirth, also one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, made the playoffs this year, as did Tara, my great friend Joey's fiance. They're getting married in 86 days. Tara had never made the playoffs. She always had to win the last place game. She never lost the last place game, but she was tired of playing in the last place game. This year, she made the playoffs. And that left me, John Baxter Cox, the catering manager of PDQ in Tampa Bay, Joey, and BD Benny, assistant golf pro at Countryside Country Club, finished last for the second time in this league, so he will be presented with the Ass Man license plate, which he must put on his car for the offseason at some point in the very near future. Ben, you never know when you might be presented with this plate, but I know you own it, and I thank you for playing. I thank all of my podcast players, my sponsors, my supporters, and all of you for listening. Thanks very much. Whether you won your fantasy football championship or finished last, whether you made the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs, I hope the podcast was worth it. I hope when you emailed, provided you play by the rules of the emails that I set forth to give you a personalized response, that you respected the time I took to write you back, to give you a second opinion, and try to help you out. We'll do it again for season 5. We'll bring this back sometime in late July is the plan. Late July for the return of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And then, of course, in September, we'll bring back the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Please subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast for non-fantasy content and updates on Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and the return of the fantasy podcast into 2020. Just Google the Todd Wright Toddcast, and you can find it the same way you found this fantasy podcast in the first place. Thank you for season 4. We will talk to you for season 5, July 2020. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.